16 Omni, Charlie.
Hank, would you check on one thing for me? Would you find out if this method I've been using for reading out the maneuver times, verb 4, noun 1, is in any way affected by or affects the use of program 509?
Will do, Ken.
Thank you, sir. And I got a couple of minutes here if you'd like to go over some of those questions you had before now. I wasn't paying much attention.
Stand by, Ken. I think they got your answer while I go and satisfied them, but I'll make sure.
Okay. I wasn't paying a lot of attention. I was trying to pick up that landmark.
Do you have any comments on the landmark tracking? Did it all go smoothly?
Well, except for the fact that those optics are perfect. That's really neat. The target area did not look as I anticipated. I think it's a function of the low sun angle, but it looked to me like there were far more rims around the craters than what the impression I had from looking at things on the models. And I did not pick up north or south ray. They still were in the shadows. So I guess it's possible that I could have been on the wrong crater, but it sure looked to me like I must have been on Gator.
Roger, copy.
It's still a problem in scaling when you look at something like that until you're sure that you have the right feel for it. But I think it's pretty obvious. And I think picking it up tomorrow will be relatively easy.
Sixteen Houston, could you bring up the high gain, pitch plus 35, yaw 290.
Say again your yaw number.
Roger, 290. And Ken, there's no problem.
Okay, Hank, and we're about... Go ahead, Hank.
Roger, they say there's no problem in calculating maneuver completion time and it does not interfere with 509.
Okay, thank you. I'd been avoiding using that. All right, we're about ready to go through our solar monitor and tie-down release. You folks ready for us to do that?
Roger, we're ready to go, Ken.